The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
As the price of oil and aviation fuel continues to soar, could travel firms demand additional payments from holidaymakers for package breaks that they have already purchased and paid for? Joining me now to discuss this is Claire Dunn, CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Claire, this is, I know lots of people are thinking about their summer holidays now and maybe have saved up for it or indeed put down payments or what have you. This is going to strike fear into the heart of all of those people who are just looking forward to a getaway for a week this summer. Tell us what the situation is.
Hiya, Ciara. Well, hopefully I'll be able to alleviate some of that fear and make people look forward to their holidays again. It's not something that we're seeing at the moment. The package holiday market in Ireland has changed quite dramatically over the last few years, and most package holidays are now based on scheduled airlines, and most of them go with Aer Lingus and Ryanair at the moment. And as we know, both of those airlines are in the happy position of having hedged most of their fuel cost. So it's not something that we're seeing at the moment. We don't see any fuel surcharges in the immediate short term, thankfully.
Okay, so what you're saying is charter planes are sort of gone with
exactly,
the wind.
Exactly, yeah. And don't even really have charters in Ireland anymore. Very, very, very
holiday soon. Companies book for their packages with Ryanair or Aer Lingus. I know that they have hedged their fuel up until sometime in May. I don't know the exact date, but they have. I'm aware of this.
Yeah.
But lots of people will be going on holidays in June, July and August. What happens to those people if they've paid already?
Ryanair have hedged till next year. So, I mean, what Michael O'Leary, I think, was talking about was a fuel supply, which is slightly different. But I spoke to 10 different travel agents from around the country earlier on today. And I also spoke to some of the tour operators today who would be setting the prices. And none of them have seen price increases in package holidays at the moment. Nor have they are they intending to increase package holidays at the moment. I mean, you know, we can't absolutely guarantee that there won't be surcharges down the road, but it's not something that's on the cards at the moment. We don't see it happening. It's been a long, long, long time since we've had fuel surcharges in Ireland, thankfully. And hopefully, I mean, obviously it depends on how long the situation goes on. But at the moment, it's not something that we're looking at.
Okay. And that sounds good, Claire. And I'm sure that will give people some relief. But we are also hearing that the last shipment of aviation fuel that, you know, is due now into Ireland and the UK from before the Iranian crisis kicked off. So that anything that has happened since, we haven't really felt the impact in terms of supply as yet. There is legislation that allows for surcharges to be applied, isn't there? So you can't guarantee this. Tell me about the legislation.
So the legislation says that tour operators, tour organisers can increase the package holidays up to 8%, providing they do it outside of 20 days prior to departure. So, and if it goes beyond 8% or beyond, then the customer has the right to an alternative holiday or a refund, full refund. So the maximum surcharge that would be, if such a thing was going to come in, would be 8%.
Okay, so on a package holiday that cost 1,000 euros, that would be 80 on 2,000 euros, 160, etc.
Yeah,
so it would
exactly.
be 80 euros per thousand for people.
Yeah.
So if you were somebody who had a large family, maybe spent $5,000 on a holiday, you are looking at the guts of 400 quid.
Yeah, I mean, it is significant, but Ciara, it's not something that we're seeing at the moment. I mean, yes, it's possible, absolutely, anything's possible, but it is, you know, really, realistically, not something that we're looking at the moment. There are still some really good prices out there at the moment, so people are still booking, and it's not something that we see. A lot of airlines have capacity at the moment, so they want people to book their holidays. So they don't want to put something in place that's going to actually put people off booking holidays. So that's the other side. When I was talking to tour operators today, they were saying, well, Claire, we want seats filled, we want people to book their holidays. So if we were to do a fuel surcharge, it would actually put people off. So that's not what we're looking at the moment.
And certainly if people thought that one was possible down the line, that might put them off too. Claire, you obviously know the price of holidays are priced in a dynamic way. They go up and down in price depending on, I suppose, demand and supply. Are we likely, because of this fuel crisis, this energy crisis, and this applying to aviation fuel, are we likely to see the cost of holidays climb as we go forward? I mean, we're hearing everything's going to climb. I can't imagine holidays are immune.
Yeah, I suppose we would see it. Well, they may climb in line with cost of living increases. Do you know what I mean? And as other suppliers in other parts of the world, as you say, if fuel keeps going up and the tour operators have to, the airlines rather, have to pay higher prices for their fuel, then that will be passed on to tour operators. But as I say, at the moment, Ryanair fuel, providing they can get the supply, their fuel costs are hedged, as are Aer Lingus's costs. So in the short term, that's good. That's very positive. And that, for that reason, we won't see increases, providing they can get the fuel.
And maybe lastly, are you seeing any difference in terms of demand trends? Are people avoiding the likes of Turkey or Cyprus, which of course was hit earlier on this conflict?
Yeah. Definitely Western Europe is benefiting from this. Spain and Portugal numbers are really up. People are concentrating on that. Having said that, Turkey and Cyprus have great prices at the moment. So if you're of a mind to grab a bargain, I was talking to people from Cyprus yesterday and they're saying everything is fine at the moment. Their life is going on as normal. So some people are taking the attitude, well, you know, prices are good, I'll just grab a bargain and go. But most people are sticking to Western Med. That Europe is doing well at the moment on that.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Claire Dunn there, the CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.